Hello, FMA Pulse community. My name is Mike Carabin with FMA Pulse, and I'm here with Romeo Magigat, also with FMA Pulse. And we'd like to welcome you as well as thank you for listening to our very first podcast. We plan on featuring a new FMA instructor each month to have a discussion so you, the FMA Pulse community, can get to know them a little better and also to learn more about their FMA style. This month, we have the opportunity to talk with Gat Puno Abunbayet of the Garimot system to learn more about him and his system as well as get his views on the current state of the Filipino martial arts.
First and foremost, we'd like to thank Guru Abon for inviting us and giving us the opportunity to share with him during his two-day training camp here in Chicago, Illinois. We had the opportunity to learn about his system, the mechanics of it, and of course his effectiveness, and we sure do have the bruises to prove it. So thank you again, Guru Abon, for giving us the opportunity to sit down with you and ask you a few questions, so that you can share with us more about Garimot and the things that you do.
Well, first, thank you for this opportunity to talk about our system, the Garimot. Garimot is comprised of many Filipino martial art developed in Luzon, you know, mainly in Laguna. And our research is date back to 1700s. My whole family, five generations before me, is already practicing this art as part of the Moromoro and the Laguna Arnis, you know, Escrimadores. Also on our records, we have the Moromoro, which is the original curriculum of Arnis de Mano developed back in 1636, to be precise in 1637. You know, so somewhere there. And we are linked to that. My whole family is part of it. And we keep that tradition up to me, the PIP generation. In terms of the application of the Garimot Arnis, my grandfather, my dad, my older brother, and me is reigned undefeated champion of Arnis for about 76 years. You know, it's a long generation. To my experience alone, I'm undefeated from 78 to 1985, which is 7 years. I have more than 310 fights, no loss, up to this day. Okay, we are known to be the Largo Manovich expert in stick fighting, single stick, double stick, and also we are known to be the fastest striker in Arnis in Laguna. My dad is the quickest, you know, scrimmager that record to 10 seconds. Fight, 10 second fight, and fight is over on the tournament. I got 20 second, you know, on my record.
Guruman, what is the average? How long does a stick fight normally last?
Well, you know, it's defend barriers in each town. It's like in Paete Laguna, you know, they try to minimize accident and they put two referees sometimes. The round is 3 minutes and there's three rounds per round, you know, per fight. And sometimes rounds is, you know, if you lose your weapon, you lose the round and you go back to round. Let's say if I hit you 3 times in the head, you know, that's guaranteed that you lose that round right there. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way you're gonna get that back to me. That's why it's so things to me that Largo Mano is the one way, you know, to defeat an opponent from the distance. And a lot of time we're not only Largo Manovich, we are a stylist. You know, we are really expert on this distance that we can hit you in a blink of an eye. And a lot of people never see that. I was challenged in Manila, you know, back on the Escrimadores time. You know, I get so embarrassed that, you know, people is talking behind my back. And I said, look, I'm going there to beat you up. Why? Because I'm known for this thing. I'm known that I don't back out the fight to anybody. If you want to test me, come to my house, I'll feed you, we'll talk, and then we'll fight. And that's how we are. It's the same thing, applicable to any way. You know, you want empty-handed, you want with stick, or whatever, you want grappling, single stick, whatever. Our system is comprised of tres puntos, which came from Batangas, the original knife fighting. Tres puntos is the 3 point of death, okay? 3 point depth. you know, it's point of death, you know.
Geographically in Batangas, is it the whole province or is there a geographical location where
it's really
town?
original from Rosario.
Okay.
Which is just near the Balisong town. My grandfather, which is Francisco Salazar, it's hailed in Rosario, Batangas. You know, being a son of a Batangueño, grandson of a Batangueño, my uncle carried the Batangas knife, bring it to Laguna, which is later on my dad's marry my mom, of course, and learn it from my uncle, and my dad passed it to me.
What was it like growing up in a family of martial artists?
You know, it's a life that I never thought I could really talk about it, because it's just a normal life to me. Seeing my dad holding a stick, going to farm with the bolo and daggers all the time, going to farm with the sickle and the bolo all the time, to our ways, up to the time that I came here to the United States, I'm still doing it. Mm-hmm. And even now, I'm still in the United States. I'm working on the yard with the bolo on my waist. Mm-hmm. You know, people looking at me and says, this man is crazy. You know, he's holding the, you know, chopping all the, you know, the leaves of coconut around my yard with my machete, mm-hmm. or with my bolo. You know, to be precise on really what is feeling, I would say it's like I don't really have the feeling of like I said, you know, I'm so proud to be, you know, to be on this thing, because I don't even think about it, because it's so norm, you know, norm to us. Mm-hmm. As we are seven brothers, that all of us practice Eskrima,
yeah.
You know, all us, and we are all seven brothers that practice Buno and practice Manumano, and on the harvest time we do Buno, you know, because we are all farmers, and we practice Eskrima almost every night after the, you know, the work done in the farm. We practice two to three hours, mm-hmm. and I love it because I seen my dad good at it. So I seek more, because my dad talked to all of those grandmasters around the area. He said, please teach my son, because my dad's believed that he can teach me all the technique, but he cannot teach me the discipline.
Uh-huh.
All right, because the discipline, you know, I'm his son, and he's not tough enough for, you know, to me. So he said, I'll put you to those people that train, you know, that will train your discipline. He put me to those people that he defeated before. And guess what? All of those people, on the first year of training with him, I feel like he is revenge against me because my dad defeated him.
Mm.
You know?
So they were extra hard on you?
Oh, or? Yeah. I come home with bruise. I used to wear long sleeves so my mom cannot see my bruise. Because my mom used to tell my dad, you beat your son again. You know? And I don't. You know? And then there's a time that they will tie me to the tree. And only one hand is free. They'll tie my hands, they'll tie my legs, and I cannot move. All he want me to do is practice with the block. His every strike, I just capture every strike. So they want to train my eye, my hand-eye coordination, using only one stick. And sometimes two purples hitting me at the same time. And I have to block ball of the, or get at least the best, you know, defense against those two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it become too norm to me. When I see the strike, I can easily read how far and how strong it will land. And before it land, I can avoid it. You know, and that's how we call Argomano. You know, so the next system that we have in our Garema system is the Cinco Terras, which is came from Pampanga. They have a 12 strata of Cinco Terras, which is I teach seven of them. I keep the five with me, you know, in case somebody, you know, have the horn, you know, to attack me, and then I'll use those five remaining. Okay, and there's a 12 strata of Cinco Terras that really original from the people that I learned. I learned it from my dad, two of them, and then I learned it from Grandmaster Victor Apo David is the original Cinco Terras that taught me, you know, and there's so many. Then the Siete Colores, which is the next one, which is the whole system known in Laguna. We heard Siete Colores, Siete Falo, or Siete Estocada. Those is the Siete Colores. It means seven colors. It's a seven provinces arch that they put together during the time of the Katipunan,
mm-hmm.
which is nobody knows. If you remember, the first flag of the Philippines is seven stars in the sun, you know, because it represents each one of the seven colors. On the very beginning, they're thinking about it that the Philippines has to have seven colors. But they instead, it's a rebel, they put a black first, and then they put a red, you know, with a white in it, with the machete, with the sword and, you know, a skull. And then later on, you know, the Capitano has an idea, well, let's liberate it and go like that. They put the triangle in there? They don't put the triangle for because of the Luzon Visaya Mindanao. Nobody knows Luzon Visaya Mindanao before. You know? Remember, all the Filipino at the time is, you know, supposed to be Indio. It came from the word idiot, which is I hate it. But again, could I go against it? No, because I'm not there at the time. But again, according to my dad, the flag was made because the three triangle right there is represent the Filipino martial art, which is we love the most. You know, and we are not there to prove that, but we're going to leave it like that. Right? The three star is the main target, the trade point of the Filipino martial art to us. The sunflower that we meet before, the sun, is our footwork. That's our Largomano footwork. You know, remember Cavite and Batangas and Laguna is just connected to each other. You know, and where is, you know, Agoncillo came from? Who saw the main flag? Is from Batangas. So nobody knew this, you know. And who asked her to make the flag? The Capitano, you know. But who is in the head of the Katipunan? Remember, the Cartilla of Katipunan right in with Jacinto in Magdalena Laguna. So all of this is twined up. You know, the strong point of Katipunero is where is in Laguna, Cavite, and Batangas. You know, Bulacan is just too close to Manila, which is the town of Mestizo. That's why at the time, they're not part of the flag. But since the president, in the first president of the Philippines, Emilio Aguinaldo has a pride to be the first one to be named Philippines president, he said, let's add Manila because that's going to be our office. And Manila is usually people is Chinese and Spanish, so they don't part that. That's the people that they're going to burn originally. That's what their target. That's what when they piece of you know, cry of Balintawak, they started right there, right on Bulacan, go you know, because that's the port to go to Manila. You know, but where they end the things is right in Calamba, which is in Laguna.
Yes.
You know,
and it's very close to
the crossroad to my to the, me
and Batangas too,
because it's the cross there. I'm not talking about, I don't want to change history, I don't want anybody to believe me, because what I want is, I'm talking about make sense to Filipino martial art. What is being given to me is talked to me by all of the grandmaster that I have. And I'm not trying to change the history, because no way I can change the history. But again, I can change the view of the audience to the history. You know, not because I want to. It's just because that's how I want to present the history of the Filipino martial art. Okay? If you are talking about Lapu-Lapu, who did you see? Did you see a Lapu-Lapu Filipino martial art? No, right? But again, we so believe that Lapu-Lapu is the first national hero of the Philippines, right? But nobody see it, nobody witness it. Up to this day, nobody witnessed it that Lapu-Lapu really killed Magellan. You know, it's all based on Tigabera's chronicles.
Right.
Okay.
And that's also one-sided.
And one-sided.
Because he's a Spaniard.
A Spaniard. So,
You know, when we're going to Cebu and we're looking at the monument, it vilifies Lapu-Lapu. I've seen it myself. I mean, I'm going there. Yeah, there's a great big statue of Lapu-Lapu, but
again, if they have Lapu-Lapu in Bisaya, which is I love, because I always tell everybody, it's a pride of Filipino, the defender of the land. Is Lapu-Lapu the first. But we have Bambolito of Pampanga. We have Diego Silano of Pampanga. Okay? Look at that. This is, you know, nobody